I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I hate men. I hate them all. Nobody has proven me wrong on this theory. They're either assholes out the womb, or they become assholes over time through experience. I hate them all.
You know the reason why you hate all men is because you don't know how to recognize a good one. You have bad judgment. If you were better at discerning which men were high quality and which men were scumbags, then you would only spend your time with high quality men, and thus your opinion would be positive. But you can't tell the difference. And that's why you've had bad experiences, and that's the reason why you hate men. This one's on you, and I'm not singling you out. Women, on the whole, are really bad at judging the quality of men. Women can't tell which men are decent and which ones are awful. Even when they collectively team up and pool their data, they still get it wrong, and that's why they end up bitter and resentful.
What do you think the issue is with men nowadays?
Men are shitheads.
The one thing I have is every man I've ever been with has cheated on me.
Yeah,
every man has been a selfish piece of and honest.
Yeah, I have personally, I have an issue with men when they breathe, talk, blink,
yeah.
eat, and that's all.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Women are bad at judging the quality of men. That's why they spend so much time with scumbags. Many women are specifically attracted to scumbags. And so there should be no surprise when they end up hateful. These women think that they're complaining about men, but in actuality, they're just confessing how bad their judgment is. There is a way to prevent this, and you're going to hear the solution at the end of this next clip.
Who has easier lives, men or women?
Men.
Why do you say men?
Because men... like, men suck.
Men suck?
Yeah, so they just have the easier life. You guys just have, like, shitty personalities. You guys just, like, suck.
We all have shitty personalities?
Yes.
How does that give us an easier life, though?
Because it just does.
Isn't that kind of sexist?
No.
Would it be racist if I said black people have shitty personalities?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it make you sexist if you say men have shitty personalities?
Okay, but you can't tell me you've met a man that has, like, an okay personality. That's, like, is it a shitty person?
Do you have a father?
That I haven't seen in 3 years.
That explains a lot.
It's sad, but that's the answer. She hates men because she hasn't seen her father in 3 years. Of course, that's a big contributing factor. Her father has abandoned her, and now she's projecting a lot of that anger onto all men. But her father's absence is also contributing towards her bitter, hateful attitude in a way that a lot of people are too scared to talk about because it's very politically incorrect. What I'm talking about is the role that an authoritative man plays in vetting a woman's potential relationships. Because as it turns out, women have this absolutely terrible judgment when it comes to discerning a man's quality, and so they need a man in her corner. Have you ever seen those reality TV dating shows like The Bachelor or something like that, where you've got a guy dating multiple women, and at some point when you're getting close to the end, there's only a few women left, those women bring him back to her hometown so that he can meet her parents, specifically her father, and then the bachelor and the girl's father, they go into like a private room and they have a chat. That conversation is extremely important, as is the ongoing relationship between a man and his girlfriend's father. There's a couple of reasons for this. Number one is that it's a matter of respect. This man has invested a lot in raising his daughter, and the masculine role that he's played in her life deserves to be acknowledged and shown appreciation for. Another reason is that it's essential to communicate to any new boyfriend that this woman has a strong masculine figure in her corner. It lets the boyfriend know that he needs to treat her right or potentially face his wrath. We certainly saw some examples of that in my course. But the last absolutely crucial role that dad plays is in determining the quality of the man that's presented to him and then communicating his findings to his daughter. Women need this. They need men that they can trust to do this for them. Because as I've mentioned, women are not good at determining a man's quality. That's why you hear endless stories of women falling for the wrong man, getting their heart broken by some jerk who they got suckered in by. Oftentimes, they didn't know that he was a jerk at the start of the relationship. They just couldn't tell his true quality. So many women make their dating choices far too emotionally. They want to be rescued. They want to play out, you know, their fantasy from romance novels. They're chasing superficial feelings of excitement instead of looking for real substance. A lot of the times, you can't trust a woman's judgment judgment in the dating market because they're hypnotized. They're completely suckered in by the surface-level charm and confidence of smooth-talking scumbags.
Do you think that women tend to lust after bad boys but want to settle down with nice guys?
Oh, we sure do. I love a bad boy.
Exactly. What's attractive about a bad boy?
They just have that quality that just is so attractive.
You know? How do bad boys treat women?
Horrible.
So then what? Why would you want to be with a bad boy when they treat you badly?
Because they do other things that the good ones don't.
Like what?
I don't want to go there.
We know. We know.
I always find the combination of self-awareness and dysfunction to be comically hilarious. Women who fall for these men are not thinking long-term. They're not thinking logically. They're not looking for depth or substance. The whole process is too emotional for them. That's why they need a man in their corner, like their father. Her father isn't going to be all caught up in his feelings and emotions. He's not in love with the boyfriend. He's thinking rationally, and as such, he's able to see things that she isn't. You know the reason why fathers are always suspicious of any teenage boys that come sniffing around their daughters is because he knows what teenage boys are like. He used to be one. Men know men. We understand how other men think. We know what it's like to have that really strong sex drive. We know how ruthless and immoral some men could be, you know, lying and manipulating women just to get sex from them. So if you've got some smooth-talking scumbag guy who's like whispering sweet nothings in a girl's ear, you know, getting her all excited, all emotional, he might successfully hoodwink that girl, you know, get her to fall for his confidence, for his shtick. But her father's not going to fall for that. Man to man, he's going to know what's up. He's going to be able to tell his true quality a lot better than she's going to. Now, let me be absolutely clear. I'm not talking here about regressing to some old-fashioned system where fathers pick out husbands for their daughters. What I am saying is that we shouldn't just cast out the wisdom from the past. In addition to a woman consulting her own feelings, her own emotions, her own desires when it comes to who she wants to date and who she wants to marry, it would really, really benefit her if she also listened to the opinions of trusted men in her life. If she wants a quality man who's going to treat her best, then she would do well to consult both of those avenues. Use all that information in combination to make her decision. One of the biggest disasters of absentee fathers is that that's been lost. Not having a dad around is awful for so many reasons, but one of the most important ones from a woman's perspective is losing his input into her dating life. Women who don't have a strong, trusted man in her corner are much more vulnerable to predatory behavior from unsavory men. I'm sad to say, but in this instance, mum is not a good substitute. She's a woman. She's likely to have the same weaknesses in judgment that you do. She's not able to provide a male perspective in the way that a father does. And I'm not shitting on single mothers. That's not my intention. Many of them are doing their best. But sadly, single mothers are known to have some of the worst judgment when it comes to men. Many are hopeless romantics that completely ignore red flags. That's how they ended up single in the first place. They pretended that they were in some love story and ignored the fact that they were being abused or cheated on. Awful stuff that ultimately leads to them being abandoned and single. But her daughter grows up feeling that absence of a father, an absence of a man in her life, and so she grows up with a fantasy of wanting to be rescued. That's already dangerous enough as a mindset, but you combine that with her mother whispering in her ear, "This man is perfect, he's amazing, go with him, this is like a fairy tale." The result is just devastating, and so many single mothers do this to their daughters. Sorry, mums, but you cannot fulfill this role. This is dad's job. And if dad isn't around, then it should be another man. I know I've got father's attention, but any of you guys listening to this who are older brothers to sisters, this is also part of your responsibility. Assuming that you're close to your sister and she trusts you, when the time comes that she introduces her boyfriend to you, that's your time to step up. You need to vet him. Do your masculine job. Talk to this guy. Find out what he's like. What are his values? What are his intentions? And then you need to communicate your findings to your sister. Or this could even be a close female friend. No matter what your relationship is, if you're lucky enough to be considered a strong masculine man, able by one of these women to do that role, role, then please relish that opportunity. Step up, do your job. And in case the female viewers of my channel are wondering, yes, this absolutely can work in reverse as well. Women can play a very important role in vetting potential girlfriends for a man that they trust and care about. Not so much with mums though. Like historically, we've seen mothers-in-law do not typically have the best relationship with their sons' potential girlfriends. History has shown us that too often that dynamic is fraught with jealousy and competitiveness. A lot of mothers hate their daughters-in-law, not because of any rational reason, just because they feel, you know, jealous or put out that their son is moving on and going to another woman. Sorry, I do know that there are exceptions to that, but on the whole, mums are not good at fulfilling that role. But as a man, hopefully you have some close female friends you trust. Maybe you're close with your sister. You can benefit from their female perspective. Introduce your new girlfriend to those women and then hear their thoughts. As women, they understand other women and they may be able to see or pick up on things that you have overlooked. A high quality woman would love to meet your sister that you're close to. Fantastic. I want to get to know your family. This is a chance for me to demonstrate my quality, a chance for her to show off how much she loves you. Only a low quality woman would object to such a meeting.
Biggest red flag in a guy?
Somebody that says they work for a tech startup. Someone who loves his sister.
What's wrong with loving your sister?
If you love your sister, that's like a bit too much. Like, why do you love your sister?
Of course, a low quality woman who wants to manipulate the man that she's with and exploit him is obviously going to be threatened if he has a close relationship with his sister because she's in her way. She's another woman who could potentially smell out her fraud. No, she doesn't want that. He's easier to manipulate if she manages to isolate him and she is the only woman in his life. The same goes for predatory men. They specifically seek out isolated, lonely women who don't have men in their lives because they're easier to exploit. If she has strong male friends, brothers, fathers in her corner watching her relationship to make sure she's being treated right, then this predatory man's not going to be able to get away with all the scumbag behavior that he wants. Predatory men, they prey on vulnerable women. It's very dark. And predatory women do the same thing. And so let's return to where we started.
I hate men. Like, I hate men. If there's a hate club for men, I want to join it. I want to be in it because I hate men. There's just nothing about them at all that I like. I hate them.
Do you see why when you hear a woman make a confession like this, it's safe to assume that she does not have men in her life that she can trust? Platonic relationships like a father, a brother, a male friend, someone who's looking out for her, not because they want sex from her, but just because they love her. She lacks those relationships, and that's a tragedy because without them, then she has no one to vet the men who are coming into her life through dating. She doesn't have the benefit of their male judgment, and so she's making decisions emotionally, she's falling for scumbag men, she's getting her heart broken, and she ends up in a bed with full makeup on for some reason, but complaining on social media about how much she hates all men. She ends up bitter, hateful, and sexist because the only men that she's encountering are the ones in the dating market who are using her for sex. So men, when you become a father, please keep a close relationship with your daughter right through to adulthood. Your job does not finish when she turns 18. You being there and a close part of her life is going to be absolutely essential to make sure that the next major man that comes into her life is going to be the right one. Show her love. Be somebody that she can trust so that when she's introducing you to potential boyfriends and husbands, you'll be there. You'll be able to sniff out any awful men and let her know. Do not fail at this. She's counting on you. I mentioned earlier that it's a good idea for you as a man to introduce potential girlfriends to women that you trust, close female friends, sisters. But what specifically are they looking for? What is it that a woman can spot inside another woman that you can't? What are the things that a man is typically blind to? That's the topic that's explored in the full version of this video. What you're seeing here on YouTube, this is just a shortened, abridged version. If you want to see the full version of this video, come on over to Patreon.